BBC News with David Austin. The Chinese Communist Party has elevated its current leader Xi Jinping to the status of Chairman Mao in its constitution. The BBC's China editor says this new phase of Communist China's development signals the party's aim to be disciplined at home and strong abroad. Kenya's main opposition leader, Raila Odinga, has again called on his supporters not to take part in Thursday's rerun of the presidential election, saying it would be a sham. The original vote in August was annulled by the Supreme Court for irregularities and a rerun ordered. The UN Secretary General is due to arrive in the Central African Republic later on Tuesday on his first visit to the peacekeeping mission there since he took up the role. Officials say fighting between Muslim and Christian militias has been escalating despite the presence of peacekeepers. The United States has announced limited measures against Myanmar in response to the treatment of its Rohingya Muslim minority. It said military assistance would be withdrawn from Burmese units and officers involved in the violence against the Rohingya. Hong Kong's top court has granted bail to two activists jailed for their prominent part in pro-democracy protests in 2014. Joshua Wong and Nathan Law were originally ordered to do community service but were jailed in August after prosecutors appealed. Germany's newly elected parliament will begin its first session today, with lawmakers from the far-right Alternative for Germany taking their seats for the first time. There's likely to be an immediate clash over the AfD's choice for one of the six parliamentary vice presidents. New Zealand's incoming Prime Minister has confirmed her country will hold a referendum on the legalisation of recreational cannabis by 2020. If legislation is enacted, New Zealand would become the first country in the region to allow recreational use of the drug. Those are the latest stories from BBC News.